Hello, it's Paul O'Mahony here, and I'm calming down because I lost my temper. I don't think I lose my temper very often, and I can't actually remember the last time I lost my temper. I don't know whether other people think I lose my temper more often, but my self-image is one that I'm somebody who never loses his temper except when provoked. Part of why I'm making this audio, but I'm calming down. I'm not calmed enough yet. But while I've been trying to calm down, a phrase came to me, which I thought would set me off thinking, I want to share this personal experience. I can't remember the phrase right now, but I'm going to put the thing in a bit of context. I had a mother and a father of a row. I won't go into particularly what it was about. I won't even go into, you know, what kind of a shouting went on. I'm not going to go into, but it, just to tell you, you know, losing temper, you know what that means. And I'm emotionally shaken by it. And, you know, I'm full of stuff like, I will not be treated like that. I will not be treated like that. I will not tolerate it. I will not put up with it. And they're actually the worst things that anyone else could say. In that frame of mind, I combated everything that upset me. And at every moment that it upset me, I raised the ante. I responded. I spoke my mind without inhibition. I did draw some kind of limit, but I did express myself. And I felt righteous about it, I have to say, at the time. I felt, I will not put up with this. And I wouldn't put up with it from anybody. And... you know, I haven't put up with it from anybody, and I'm, you know, all that sort of bile, really. All that sort of negative stuff. And, you know, I'm not a saint, I'm not a Buddhist monk who spent 9 years locked in a cave or somewhere like that. I'm a troubled, bothered, you know, ordinary person. And sorry, just making extraneous noise there, checking that the iPhone is actually on. And you know, I've been very stupid, really, really stupid. I will not be treated like that is a stupid mentality. It hasn't helped me. Hasn't helped the other person who lost their temper with me. And it doesn't help me to say, well, they did it first. You know, I responded tit for tat, but they started it. Everything would have been all right if they had behaved differently to begin with. We never got to this stage. No, that doesn't help. That's the way I felt in the middle of it all. But now, reflection, I think. So what's actually the situation now? We, you know, these two people have had an explosion, right? Both are in the aftermath of it. And I can only speak for myself and say, you know, I feel energy has gone out of my body. I feel I won't have the same day that I would have had if I had sucked it up. And there's a phrase, suck it up. And that is, in a way, well, no, not just in a way. That's what the wisest person I've spoken to since the explosion said to me. Said, if you have an argument, don't make it worse. Don't keep it going. You know, they say a lesson is repeated until it's learned. It's not that this is the first time this has ever happened to me. Can't remember, you know, I could probably remember every time it has happened, and I'm sure I won't forget this. You know, in 20 years' time, I still have a memory that works. I imagine I'll remember this. Wish it hadn't happened. Now, of course, you know, what happens next? What happens next? What do I do next? And how do I do it in such a way that it'll be good and helpful and... But it'll never wipe out the memory. No matter even if I were to go and, you know, make abject apology, right? To me, will I make an abject apology? An authentic abject apology? An apology that, for example, I don't know, says, in effect, you know, I'm sorry, and makes no reference to what the other person did, and doesn't include, you know, I wouldn't have done it if only you hadn't done that. I am very sorry for how I behaved, but am I prepared to act as if I feel myself responsible for setting the whole thing off in the first place? No, to be honest, I don't feel as if I'm responsible for setting off in the first place. But of course, nothing takes place in a vacuum. There is context. So it is likely that, you know, I did set it off in the first place by my history, which is that basically I did something or other in the past, which when this particular thing happened, you know, it was a red rag to a bull, and pushed a button, and explosion, and then I exploded, and we had bloody Hiroshima. Context. Nothing happens in a vacuum. That's why it's actually very difficult to genuinely identify, you know, the cause of anything. You know, the cause of everything is context. Like, something is the straw that broke the camel's back, something is the tipping point, and all these kind of words we use to describe essentially the same thing. Yeah, it's, well, I'm glad that, you know, I have a audio place where I can talk. I'm not sure I'll share this, but I probably will. But if I didn't have an audio platform like Audible, I would be talking out loud to myself anyway. I would be, as a great friend of mine many years ago, who I worked with a lot, said, I'd be giving myself, you know, a good listening to. Also giving myself a good talking to. Because I am not in a place that I want to be. This is not the mentality state I want. And I want to, at the very, very least, I want to go back to what was the situation before this happened. I mean, I'd want to go back to a much better situation so that this could never have happened in the first place, to be honest. But, you know, that's... Well... That's hard work, and I'm not sure. I think I'd need somebody to, you know, help me through to be able to change the context. But what happened? You know, I don't really need lots of help from other people to fix in my head the mantra that says, next time, count to 10 before you react. In fact, when you feel really, really provoked, count to 100. Whatever you do, and probably whatever you do, say nothing. You know? In fact, not only say nothing, but do nothing. Think Tibetan monk. Think Dalai Lama. You know? Maybe I should put that somewhere that I'll remember. Think Dalai Lama. I mean, it's not as if you can't have, you know, an expression of anger, an expression of frustration, an expression of annoyance, an expression of all of these things that are human emotions. It's not as if they can't be expressed in, you know, only one way. I mean, it certainly is that they can be expressed in many, many different ways. And the way they were expressed this morning was really probably, all things considered, the second worst. I won't go into what the worst was or would be, but I think you can probably imagine. Yeah, so it's... isn't life tough? Isn't life tough? Isn't life... And I suppose, you know, I mean, I think, well, if life was anodyne, everything kind of being on a totally even keel, not too high, not too low, not too noisy, not too quiet, if everything was dead balanced, wouldn't that be so boring? You know, in my kind of flippant moods, I say yes, it would be awfully boring, and I'm glad that I'm not like that. The truth is that I think it is actually probably possible for some people to live a very balanced, calm life without denying their emotions and not have a boring life, not be boring to other people, and not feel that they are in some way inadequate. And those people might actually be having a more content, might even be more capable of loving other people and receiving love. Might be all round better kind of person than I am. Yeah. I mean, there are people who love a fight, who actually like watching other people fight. I think it was Eric Byrne. Well, I know it was Eric Byrne in Games People Play, who said one of the games that people play is a thing called Let's You and Him Fight. Let's You and Him Fight is kind of vicarious pleasure that human beings get out of watching other people, for example, have a massively unpleasant and unproductive, except productive of emotions, especially of regret. Because I do, I have a huge regret of what happened. I'm sorry, I really am. And I do wish that I was a more boring, if you like, or a calmer person who would, hadn't done that. And, you know, doesn't have a kind of, occasionally, you know, an incendiary inside. I mean, at present, the way I am, and you know, maybe I need more therapy, is that if somebody explodes on me, then I will explode back. I don't explode very much on people who haven't exploded on me, although that's not to say I haven't done it. But anyway, look, there we are. I'm kind of going... What am I doing? Going round in circles, but actually what I'm really doing is trying to do some therapy on myself. Trying to talk myself into the frame of mind where I will be able to go back and... Well, it's obvious what I have to do. I have to go back and build bridges. That's absolutely an unequivocally the most obvious thing I have to do. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to go to the English market. I've got a meeting with somebody at 1 o'clock, which is a very important meeting. I don't say kind of unfortunately. Unfortunately, it isn't a sort of let's just sit together and have a cup of coffee and chew the cud. It's actually a purposeful meeting, a piece of work, and I don't know what the outcome of it will be, but there's a lot hanging on it. And I'll go in the English market and I'll wander around and I'll do some of that shopping that is needed. I'm putting a bag in here. I'll buy hummus and I'll buy bread. English market, and then I'll go to a supermarket and I'll go home, and then I will face the music. I wish I could say I'll face the music and dance. Anyway, look, thank you very much for listening, if you have listened. If you haven't, you'll never know that I would say, well, I don't blame you, really. I mean, this kind of stuff is, you know, is it what you want to hear on a Saturday or any other day? Anyway, my only justification is, you know, that we humans
We humans, we're like this. I don't feel alone, although I do feel that I have been really, really stupid. And the good thing about that is, if I turn it to good use, then it's good to be stupid. But if I don't, that is really stupid. Bye.